This is exactly right.
Hi, I'm Erin Welsh.
And I'm Erin Alman Updike, and we're the hosts of This Podcast Will Kill You on Exactly Right.
We're back with our seventh season, which is bigger and better than ever.
Because guess what? We're now a weekly show.
This season, we're tackling everything from long COVID to norovirus, from the supplement industry to IVF, and so, so much more.
New episodes drop every single Tuesday.
Follow This Podcast Will Kill You wherever you get your podcasts.
I'm Babs Gray, and even in quarantine, Paul Dano collects teeth.
This is Brandy Posey, and just so everyone knows, tomorrow, Thursday, whatever day that is day 69 of quarantine on my calendar. I'm not going to do anything for it, but that's just a marking of time.
I'm Tess Barker, and I'm actually not super into mermaids, but I understand why the algorithm thinks I am.
And this is Lady to Lady.
Can you keep a secret?
Neither can we.
Hello! We got Barbara, Brandy, and of course Big Tess. We got a show for everyone that's the fucking best. Come on, baby, it's time to hang out with your favorite ladies. Lady to Lady, Lady to Lady.
Let's get to it. Let's bring on our guest. We're really excited to have her. She's a hilarious comedian. You've probably seen her all over the internet. She just went viral for her Trump lip syncs. And she's an author. She's written 100 Tricks to Appear Smart in Meetings and How to Be Successful Without Hurting Men's Feelings. Sarah Cooper, hi.
Hi. Thank you so much for having me. I'm a big fan of all you guys. Babs, I didn't even recognize you, but I follow you on Twitter too. So
we're Twitter friends. Yeah. We're Twitter people.
Aww. That's always, someone gave me that advice because I don't know about you, but I have a hard time with like names and stuff like that. And my friend gave me this advice. He was like, you can always just say, don't we follow each other on Twitter? And that's usually true. Like, if you don't know whether you know someone or not, you can be like, don't we follow each other on Twitter? Because even if it's not true, they're going to agree with you.
Right. That's actually very good. That's a very good tip. Because I just have that straight, like, deer in the headlights, like, terrified. Like, I'm like, I don't know. Do we know each other?
Yeah, that's a great way to, like, sneak a name. That's better than the whole, like, hey, you guys know each other, right? And then your friend, there's nothing worse than like being in a situation where you know that you don't know another person's name and then your friend doesn't do you the solid of picking up the cue to like make that other introduction.
Oh my God. Yeah.
I can't wait till we can have that horrible interaction again.
Don't you miss it?
I know. It's going to be so fun when I'm like, I don't. Even during quarantine, I never learned your name. I could have learned anything, and I never learned your name.
I passed by this girl the other day, and she was just like, in quarantine, I want to learn how to do the splits. That's my goal. And I was like, dude.
I mean, I like, you know, an achievable goal.
I mean, the splits is no small feat, especially if you're over 12.
Okay, yeah. She was definitely over 12. Yeah.
Could never do it before.
I actually, the splits kind of give me like the heebie-jeebies because when I was 12, I was at like a rehearsal for Oliver or some shit, and we were doing like vocal warm-ups, and so to like flex in front of all my like gay boyfriends, I jumped down to the splits, and my hip popped out of socket. My legs were like a T. I heard it just go... Yeah.
I feel like this has to be a common theater teen injury.
Yes.
Actually, I did something similar. Like, I tried to do a jump or something to impress all my, like, gay theater boys. And I landed on my back on the stage. I remember doing that.
Yeah. They need an award just for all of us trying to tap dance for theater friends.
Yeah, all the like,
We've looked into the dangers of high school football, but we really need to be
what is the CTE
this.
Version of
yeah, it's millennial hip replacements that are gonna start happening in our 40s.
I just love that we were trying to impress people that didn't care about us at all. Like, it was just like pointless.
You'll be my boyfriend if I can do the splits, said no straight man ever. Can you death drop? Oh, my dick? No, that doesn't.
I have heard that
thinking about it.
Yeah.
So, Sarah, how's life for you? Like, you went super viral. Is it crazy, or like, how does it feel?
Yeah, it's been crazy. It's so funny because I wanted to go viral. Like, I wrote a tweet like 2 weeks before it happened about how, like, I was talking to my mom about going viral, and she's like, "Do you mean the virus?" And I was like, "No, I want to go viral on the internet. I don't care about the virus."
I don't want to get COVID. followers.
Yeah. And somebody responded like, "Well, I've been following you for a while and I don't think you have to worry about that."
Oh,
that's nice.
In your face, whoever that was.
I thought they were saying it to me. I thought they were like,
"Yeah, me too."
Oh, no, you're not going to go viral.
No. Okay. They were like, "I've seen your content. This is nobody cares about this shit."
Glad you're following, though. Thanks for being a fan.
Always nice when people are following you. All they do is talk shit.
Seriously. Yeah. Even they think they're being like supportive or nice or funny, and then it just sound like so mean. I don't know.
Yeah.
Anyway.
That's weird.
I wanted to go viral. I did. And then the first week was like, oh, lots of views, you know, that's kind of cool. Mm-hmm. It's funny because my 11-year-old nephew introduced me to TikTok like a year ago, and he doesn't think I'm funny. Like, he doesn't follow me on TikTok. Like, to him, the funniest thing is this kid at his school who wears a do-rag and carries around a stuffed cat in his backpack and talks back to the teachers. Like, to him, that's the funniest shit he's ever seen in his life.
It's really funny.
Fuck all of you.
We're like, wait a minute. What is? I
want to
follow.
What's his handle? Oh my god!
It's like my imposter syndrome coming true. Is me talking about this thing that's stupid, and you guys going, "No, wait, more about that, please."
Well, I mean, honestly, I'm really impressed that you're like a person that's not a teenager that is really good on TikTok, because I've seen so many people in their 30s on TikTok it's so embarrassing. Yeah. But you've nailed it.
I've ruined TikTok because I don't think I'm supposed to be there. Like, I'm really not supposed to be there. And I feel bad about that. Now all these like middle-aged white guys are like, "I'm joining TikTok just because of you." And I'm like, "Oh no, I'm sorry." No, don't get
it. They were going to do it anyway. Don't feel bad.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That was their fate.
Yeah. I was we were talking to some friends who have a girl who's 11 years old, and they were like, "Yeah, she's always on TikTok, and because of that, everywhere she goes, she has to dance. Like, she goes to get cereal, she's dancing." And I was like, "What's not normal about that?" I'm like, I'm prancing everywhere.
Well, then you should be on TikTok.
Should
sure.
I? Yes. Okay.
Yeah. It's interesting to me how, like, you know, teenagers. I guess, like, kind of when teen culture became the, like, predominant culture or whatever back in the, like, 50s or whatever. Mm. But, like, after World War II, and it was, like, swing dancing, and then all of a sudden it became, like, pop music and stuff like that. And now that's just continuing in, like, a totally different way. But with TikTok, and adults are like, "How do I make money off of this?" We're trying to figure it out.
These juvenile delinquents on their TikTok.
How do I monetize this?
But it's just that, like, like, teens have so much time and energy to devote to something and devote to being fans of something. So, like, they're the ones who are, you know what I mean, like, taking in all this content, like, and making it, I don't know, popular. It's just interesting.
I find that it's actually getting younger and younger. Like, they want influencers who are younger and younger. And it's all just, like, their business model, like, hook them when they're young. Or, like, you know, get the audience when they're, like, totally fresh. And so, just, like, that's why all these people are, like, "Oh, I'm 30 and I'm on TikTok. I'm so old." And I'm like, 30's not old. But
it's not old.
But there's somebody who's like, "Oh God, I'm 26 on TikTok and I'm not TikTok famous yet." I'm like, 26 isn't old, but they feel old because there's people on there that have been there and there since they were 9, you know?
Yeah.
Wow.
For sure.
Yeah.
Well, like, the phrase TikTok famous.
Yeah,
it has only existed for less than a year.
I know.
And before that, it just sounded like TikTok famous. Like,
15 minutes is up.
It was like, very small.
I don't know. I think it's kind of like adorable. Like, I kind of love it. Like, I feel like we're living in a very West Side Story moment. And I just think it's cute that all the kids are like jazz hands. I don't know. I like it. It's very, to me, it's like whimsical. I don't
I think
know
it's
where
they interesting.
Yeah.
It's just like interesting to me that I'm like, oh yeah, the teens are like deciding what is popular again, you know?
Well,
okay, but it can get frustrating though, because the girl who's like the most famous on TikTok, she's like worth $3 million. She's 15. And I swear all of her TikToks are just like,
Oh, I think I've seen her.
That's every single one. And it's like,
nailed it.
It's like, how does this have 5 million views? It's like, how? So,
well, that's the richest people on YouTube are the ones that do those weird unboxing videos.
Yeah. There's a 5-year-old kid who's worth millions of dollars, and all he does is open up presents and toys and stuff like that.
Man.
You guys, what are we doing with our lives?
I don't know, man.
I honestly.
I'm just imagining, just thinking of the hours and hours I've spent driving to dive bars in the middle of nowhere to say jokes to people who couldn't give a shit. Mm-hmm. It's just,
oh yeah, to hone my craft.
Overdrafted my bank account for some fake butt.
Specifically, we did buy a fake butt for Lady Jamie. Yeah.
Are you wearing it now?
I am.
Oh, I love it.
Oh my gosh.
It's yeah, so I mean, ridiculous. I'm sure it's just you know how it all evolves, but it's just interesting to watch, and you never know what the thing is that's gonna hit. I mean, obviously you were making funny videos, and you probably knew when you were making them that we were gonna do fairly well, right?
No, because I that's the thing that I thought was cool about TikTok is there was clips of Trump speaking. And people were lip syncing them. And I saw one of them, which was just this housewife, lip syncing Trump. And I was like, that's so weird because she's, low power, low status, has this voice coming out of her mouth. That's awful, nasty, disgusting. Yeah, worst, and so it was just so cool seeing that. And I was just that really puts a huge light on the fact that if women spoke like this, it would not be acceptable at all. Mm-hmm. So I started doing it. I started just making little clips of him saying stupid stuff at this press conference, at these daily press conferences. And they didn't do that well. I mean, they did okay. They did 600 views or 1,000 views or whatever. So when I made this, I was it'll get 1,000 views maybe. I really didn't think that it would go crazy viral, but it did. So you just never know.
Yeah.
How long did it take it to go viral? Was it pretty quick?
Yeah. It had probably 2 million views within 24 hours. It was crazy. Yeah.
Do you know what the moment that started that happened? Who retweeted you I don't know.
Oh gosh.
I guess on TikTok it's not retweeting. It's whatever. Though.
Well, I mean, TikTok is not for me. TikTok is not really about the community for me. It's a really great editing tool. So I love the editing tool on there. Twitter is really my community. I really like Twitter and I'm on there all the time. So I really made it on TikTok, but to put it on Twitter.
Right, for Twitter.
Yeah.
That makes sense.
Yeah.
Yeah, because it only has 500,000 views on TikTok. It has 17 million views on Twitter. So
that's what's I just watched it again. I was like, oh my God, 17 million people. That's just so, I mean, that's more than, most TV shows, every TV show.
I know.
It's more than multiple states. It's crazy.
Yeah.
It's awesome. Oh, it's a really powerful tool. And I don't watch, it's really hard to watch Trump do anything, obviously. Yeah. So it was this is a way I can support, a funny female comic and get this information in a way that I'm not gonna want to kill myself listening to it.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, it's so funny watching you just lampoon his just his stupid confidence and what a fucking idiot it is. Just the way you hold yourself and everything is just so.
Yeah.
It just really points out what a fucking idiot he is.
Yeah.
It's awesome.
Yeah. Stupid confidence. I think that's exactly what it is. Mm-hmm. And I wasn't trying to do an impression of him. I was kind of trying to be what if I actually said this? What if I really believed that what I was saying was the smartest possible thing I could say right now? And how would that come across? And so I think that's part of the reason it's no, you sound like an idiot. this is dumb.
Totally. Absolutely. Have you been approached by any brands or can you just put a Pepsi behind your next one?
Thank God. No, I haven't been approached by brands to do that.
Get that free Pepsi, girl.
Oh, brand.
Yeah, I did get it. I got an email. They want to send me some stuff, but I don't even know if I want to do that because I don't know.
Yeah, for sure.
In a time I just feel so I don't even want to promote my books because I'm people don't have money right now. They don't want to I don't know. Plus Amazon, those workers are being treated like crap and they're not protected. And then I'm going to tell them to go buy on Amazon my book to be delivered. No, I don't know.
Is it available at independent bookstores?
It should be. I don't know.
Well, there you go.
Yeah. independent bookstores. Yeah. And Kindle, you know, digital. So.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah. Yeah.
Exactly. Yeah. Well, let's promote them a little bit just in case for after the pandemic. What about that? What, like, people like are gonna want to read after this world.
You know, there's a bookstore near me that really needed help, and I just went online and bought some books from them and stuff. You know,
that's cool.
Recently, so yeah, there's I think there are like a lot of places obviously struggling who are like, you know, trying to get by and sell stuff right now.
Well, and like, I mean, I don't use Amazon, but I always like taking the extra step to be like, okay, where's this product? Like either their website specifically or finding something else that I can get it from. And just like, you know, there's other places that are like, hi, we also need your money.
Yeah. Can I tell you guys a cool book story?
Yes.
What?
The other week I had like such a stressful day. I was just so over everything. And I was like, I'm going to take a bath. I haven't taken a bath in forever. I was like, all I want to do is take a bath tonight and read a book. Like, it's all I want to do is like read a book and do that. And I went out to the mail and my sister had surprised me with a book that like, I literally was walking out to the mailbox thinking that I wanted a book. And there was a book in my mailbox from my sister.
That is awesome.
Isn't that great?
Yeah. That's a good book story. I thought we were going to get something about you dropping the book in the bath, but I guess this is also good.
No, it's just like a wholesome.
Sorry. It's just a happy present. Wholesome. Yeah.
Yeah. Sometimes that happens on this show.
Just a happy wholesome.
Yeah.
Yeah. I like, when did you, because your two books are 100 Tricks to Appear Smart in Meetings and How to Be Successful Hurting Men's Feelings, which rhymes, which congratulations.
No, I did not.
Rhyming your book titles.
So embarrassing.
Oh, man. Did that like, do you like have like a corporate world background or is this like complete like?
Oh,
from,
yeah. 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 I worked at Google for a while.
Oh, wow.
Yeah, heard
like,
of it? Yeah.
I just saw your eyes go off to like another place.
I've been talking. Yeah, I have a close friend who works for like one of the biggest, you know, companies in the world, and just the like stranglehold of working in corporate culture and stuff. I mean, I can't work at a desk or in an office at all. I go fucking crazy. But she's really struggling with it because it's just like you have no autonomy. Like it's just, you know, you're like part of this huge. Like thing that's just they don't give a fuck about who you are at all, and I can't imagine working for Google. It's got to be crazy.
Yeah, I mean, I'm not that way. Like, I actually can sit at a desk all day and be fine. I think for whatever, I'm a total introvert, and like I can just be on my laptop and probably be okay. So, and in terms of like any corporation, like it's probably the best one to work for, just because they really do like people to do what they are passionate about, for lack of a better word. But at the same time, I mean, that first book, actually both the books are really about how they want you to be yourself, but then they don't really want you to be yourself. And you really do have to kind of fit into a mold and act a certain way and put on sort of a show. And that's kind of why I left, is because I couldn't really put on the show anymore. So
yeah, was that a hard choice? Because I'm sure having a job at a company like that, like that's got to be fairly tempting to hang on to something like that.
Yeah, I mean, it was, you know, because they always like, you know, if you can't be happy at Google, then you're never going to be happy doing anything, you know. But
Jesus.
That's written over the doorway on the way into
so
the office.
So inspiring.
You just sign with blood, that with blood when you start.
Yeah.
Exactly.
Well, that was my perception anyway. My parents are like, this is a really great, you know, job, and you have a salary, you have health insurance, you have all these things. So, yeah, that was tough to leave. But then when I told my boss that I was leaving, he was like, you can always come back if it doesn't work out. So I was like, is it really that much of a risk if I can always go back?
No, it's not
really that much of a risk.
Hell no. So. That's the best. That's like the doing choose your own adventure and then keeping the little place so you can come back and change it.
Yeah, exactly.
That's the best of both worlds.
Yeah. And for a long time, I thought I would go back because first year was just like hard. And I think the biggest thing is like when you work for yourself, I need community. Like I need people that I can talk to, and I can't just be alone on my laptop creating things. Cause then like, if I have nothing coming in, then it's impossible to have anything coming out.
Totally.
Absolutely.
And then, so it's like an extra effort. Cause like at work, you just go to work and you have all your people there. Like when you don't have that, you have to like find that somewhere, you know?
Yeah, I've been having a hard time being creative in quarantine because, yeah, it's just like I can't manufacture really a lot of, you know, nothing's coming to my mind because I'm like just and here.
And everybody's sick of it. Sick of talking about the pandemic and quarantine. It's like we're over it already.
Exactly. Mm-hmm. I know it's really hard to like. That's why I've been like a lot of comedy shows I'm doing. I've just been writing roast jokes because it's like,
that's
for whatever reason, because my old material like doesn't ring true anymore because we're not like going to the grocery store isn't what it used to be, obviously. But then, yeah, it's like who really wants to talk about binge watching Netflix anymore?
Yeah.
It's weird too because we just got this like in LA, at least like, you know, the stay at home's lasting another few months and it's like, okay, so maybe we're at the halfway point, but we don't know. And it just feels like it's been so long already. So you're like,
what's the deal with my neighbor's driveway?
Seriously. I guess that is a good point though. It kind of is teaching us to like find tiny, small details, things that we see like over and over again, like look at it in a different way. Maybe.
That is true. I'm definitely like appreciate it. Cause I find like when I drive to the beach recently and like, I'm appreciating things a lot more than I have in the past. So that's a good
point. I feel like I didn't appreciate being able to just go to a mic every night. I didn't appreciate it. I was just like, a lot of times I was like, I can go, I cannot go, you know, blah, blah, blah. Now I'm like, I don't have the choice. Mm-hmm. Like I don't have the choice and that sucks.
Yeah, I would kill to like sit at a dive bar for 2 hours and listen to a bunch of people eat a dick. I would.
I know. I can't wait to hear somebody bomb in person again.
I know. These Zoom shows are just awkward. They're so hard.
Yeah, they're really, it's a whole other thing. I mean, I've been doing one on Instagram that's a little better because it's like, you don't have to like look at everyone or I don't know. Not hearing laughter is almost better than just hearing one like weird distant laugh. But still very, it's very strange. It's not what we're used to.
Yeah. Well, it's its own thing. It's like, I kind of like, okay, this is like a different skill set than stand up. You know, it's like, this is me just kind of vlogging.
We're monologuing. Yeah.
You're just monologuing more than anything.
Right.
We got to take a break, but we'll be right back.
BRB.
We're back.
Hey.
I was like, I'm not usually the one who says my name first, and I realized that after I said it, I don't know. I'm Tess.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Babs. We're Sarah Cooper.
Hey.
Let's play some gay.
Let's do it.
We're gonna do some would you rathers, which is a good quarantine game, I think.
Mm-hmm.
You know, it's a nice like, here's just this is a time killer game, right?
Yeah, sure. I mean, that's all we're doing all the time now.
Yeah. Okay. All right. Let's see.
I just want to say that this website we're getting this from, which is manifestsmagic.com, just asked me if it could send push notifications to my desktop.
Same.
Oh, God.
And I said no.
Great.
I'm like,
no.
I think I'm okay on that, Magic's. Oh, no. Manifest Magic? Magic's Manifest?
Okay. Oh, would you rather have free Starbucks for the rest of your life or free Netflix, Hulu, and Prime subscriptions forever?
Netflix, for sure.
Yeah.
Starbucks gets disgusting if you have too much of it. Like, it's disgusting.
Yeah, right? I can't do, like, a ton of it. I guess I also just haven't been having it at all, so it's like, I feel like I got it out of my system.
Me too.
Sort of.
I used to go, like, all the time, and now I'm like, I don't even really crave it anymore.
Oh, yeah, there's a drive-thru Starbucks right by my mom's house where I'm quarantining, and that's, like, my highlight of every day. So.
Yeah, I've just been, like, I learned how to make, I've been making lattes on my own and stuff. I don't have a, you know, espresso maker, but I just found out how to, like, make sort of a latte, so I've just been doing that, and that's nice. Good. Yeah. So, yeah, sure, I'll take Netflix.
Yeah, no, absolutely. It'd be nice just to, you know, not to pay for those. My roommate has like an espresso machine that I use like once a week. But that's like, I just barely drink caffeine that often anyway.
So Tess, would you do Starbucks?
Yeah, I would do Starbucks.
Okay.
I love Starbucks. I would, yeah, yeah. I mean, because I probably drop a good $35 a week on Starbucks, if I'm being honest.
Oh, easily. Yeah.
Right,
yeah,
yeah. Right.
It's expensive as fuck. Oh, my God.
Yeah, it should definitely
So now Netflix has cracked down on the screen usage, you know, and so you can't, if you have more than one person watching a screen, it'll, like,
kick you off? Oh, really? Oh. I didn't know that.
Huh. Yeah, if you have two different screens going, so now you have to add, like, profiles, and that's extra money or whatever. Whatever. So I added, it's like $2 a month extra, but my mom, I was like, back when I was back home, you know, she wanted to use it, so I added her, and now I'm like always on there trying to see what she's watching, and I'm like, Mom, is my $2 worth it or what are you using? But I guess I just should go in there and fuck up her algorithm and before the next time.
Put on a bunch of porn, a Netflix porn.
Is there any Netflix porn? Like, I don't think there is.
Oh, there Not is. Yet. There is. Wait.
Oh, there is?
Oh, really?
There's Hulu porn. It's called Normal People. You guys seen that?
Oh. Yeah, I'm reading the book, which I didn't realize was just teenage sex. And I was like, this is very awkward.
It's hardcore. Oh. It's hardcore.
Oh. It's porn based off of a novel.
It's not It's not really, but it might as well
but
be.
But it's everyone's like really, everyone's flicking it to it, I think. Okay. I'm pretty sure.
Okay. Yeah.
That's funny. Wait, they're just, okay.
There's well, it teen, starts teens out, having it's, like, it's like a relationship between two people. They meet when they're in high school and then it goes.
I see.
Past okay, that, cool. But like when they first meet, it's just about them having sex as teenagers and you're like, okay.
Got
and
it.
I had no idea what it was about. I just bought it. And then I was like, oh, all right. Well, I wasn't expecting
yeah,
this.
Right, Babs.
Yeah. Nice.
We believe you.
Yeah. Uh-huh. That sounds on brand. No, you would never. You would never.
Okay. Would you rather have no eyebrows or just one eyebrow?
Oh, fuck.
I'm thinking. I'm well, thinking okay, about
the
one.
The question is, if no eyebrows, you can't draw them on, right? Like, this is just like no, nothing up there? It's like a.
I think. I think you could draw them on.
So then you just have one.
Yeah. Well, here's the thing. I think I could draw one eyebrow well, but drawing two eyebrows well is always difficult. It's like doing your eyes. So I think if I had
one, little stencil things.
Oh yeah, that's true. It would be fun to have one that was regular and then one that you could just draw like your emotions with on the other side. I think that could be kind of fun.
That could be good.
I disagree. I think I would say no eyebrows. Because I would want them to look similar. I would hate for one to look realistic and then the other one to, like, not, I don't know.
Yeah. I'm with you, Sarah. Yeah, I'm with you. I think it's, I'd rather
also,
have it
like,
be
is the
equal.
One in the middle or is it on?
Oh, you make a good point.
Yeah, I mean, I have two eyebrows and they're not the same shape. So I don't know why I'm acting like this is hypothetical because my eyebrows have nothing to do with each other. But yeah.
Is this a good idea for a movie, guys? Like, maybe a horror movie where somebody jokingly plays this game and then, like, but somehow the choices you make, you have to.
Oh, you actually have to do them?
Indoor.
Oh, no.
No. This isn't good. It's good. It's good. It's a group of kids, and they hear there's like a lore, like old lore. Like, if you play this game, the thing actually happens. And they're like, no, that's not true. And they actually end up doing it, and then it happens. Yeah.
Yeah.
All right. No,
I like it.
We did it.
Would you rather?
Speaking of eyebrows,
yes.
Sarah, do you watch Drag Race?
No, I should. Yeah, because okay, eyebrows are amazing.
The eyebrows are amazing, yeah. And like it's so crazy. It's very soothing to like watch them do their makeup, but it's crazy because they put a fake eyebrow over their real brow. But in order to do it, they like
they have spike, to glue it down, right?
They glue their regular eyebrow down and they like spike it up. It's so trippy.
Interesting. Mm-hmm.
Yeah,
they glue it down, spike it up, and then cover it with makeup and then put the fake one.
Amazing. Yeah. So much work. My God.
It's amazing. It's crazy.
I know. I'm so impressed by them.
I know.
I would like to actually learn how to do my makeup at some point, you know?
I would too, but it's never going to happen.
I know. I've been saying it for so long, and this is my workaround solution, which makes zero sense, which is that I have extra room. I have, like, basically one half of my bedroom has, like, nothing in it, and I was like, if I put a vanity there, then I'll learn how to do makeup, because I'll actually be able to sit, because, like, in your bathroom sucks, you know? I'm not going to, like, stand up and, like, learn, but also I think this is just an excuse for me to buy something.
No,
Babs,
you should do it. Fully support
I think you should.
I think you should do stand-up comedy while you're doing your makeup and, like,
head
to your makeup. I think it'll be funny.
Yeah. If for that reason alone.
Mm-hmm. Yeah, I want you to have the full Sunset Boulevard experience. I want the lights around.
That's kind of what I want, a robe.
I want the robe. Yes.
But be aware that when you get lights in your bathroom, any light, bright lights, you will see things on your face that you've never seen before. Like, it will be an experience. You'll be like, holy shit.
I am worried about that because yeah. I'm not, like, I did kind of, you know, skincare has obviously been all the rage. And I kind of tried to get into it last year, but then I realized, like, that I was like, oh, I'm just seeing my skin looks more fucked up because I'm looking at it yeah. very closely.
Yeah.
And mm-hmm. Before I would just be kind of like, it looks fine. And now I'm like, oh, but what about this thing? And I'm like, oh, yeah, okay, fuck this. I'm going to stop doing this. Yeah. So I am worried about that. I don't want to be magnifying all these issues that it's like, who gives a
shit?
Well,
I think you just get like some warm bulbs. Fuck if your makeup is actually accurate. Like, all you really care about is your reflection.
Yeah.
Yeah, that's true.
Yeah, exactly. I'm just trying to live that soft glow yes. Filter on everything life.
But are you in front of a window, Randy?
I have a window, but I also have the like the soft filter on, okay. on my Zoom.
It looks beautiful. Yeah.
Thank you.
Yeah.
Thank
yes,
you.
It's very nice.
Yeah. Well, it's raining in LA. Yeah, I have my like window, my office, my like off or a desk window is like right in front of me. It's nice.
Yeah, it's a nice gray day today. Mm-hmm.
Mm-hmm. It's here too. Yeah.
Yeah.
Good day for reading, guys. Good day for reading.
Oh yeah. Definitely got some reading plans later.
Read
Can't
about
wait.
Some teens having sex in my bedroom.
Perfect. I got a real hard hitting would you rather.
Okay.
Would you rather dress in neon yellow or neon pink for the rest of your life?
Wow.
It's so funny that's on here. It's like
yeah, pink for sure.
Pink for sure.
Yeah. Yeah, because yellow, you're going to look like a construction worker, right?
That's true.
Oh, yeah, you're right.
I'm trying to just think what tone looks better, and I guess, well, like on me, and I think it's pink, but...
You would look so good in neon yellow, because red hair...
I was thinking the same thing, yeah.
Would
yeah.
I don't know. Yellow doesn't tend to go really well with my skin, because it's just really? So... Because I'm just so white.
Go find so something pale. Yellow and put it on right now so that we can see. No, I'm just kidding.
I'm like, okay, I'm wearing like neon green right now, and that's pretty close, and I feel like
I like it,
kind of
yeah.
brushed out.
Yeah, I think like a real okay. pop, like a highlighter would be, let me hold up a highlighter to you and see.
I've got this yarn here still.
Just hold this up
okay.
to your face.
Oh, see? Yeah.
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 Babs, I like yellow.
See,
on
I think, I don't,
yeah, Babs, I think
pink is better.
Yeah, I think no, this pink wouldn't look good with your red hair, Babs.
No.
Yeah,
that's true.
I'm holding this yellow highlighter up to right underneath of your chin. I think it looks great. It looks really good.
Thank you.
I think I have to go yellow, even though, well, first of all, my blonde hair is hiding right now because I haven't been able to get it done. But even though I have blonde hair.
You might as well go full, yeah.
I think I'm going to go yellow because if I'm being honest, I don't love the color pink at all.
Wow. That's surprising.
Get
that's surprising.
The fuck off this line right now.
I'm sorry.
You fucking bitch.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
I mean, actually, I have a theory that like that's part of like misogyny is they gave us this like kind of ugly color. Like pink, most blue is a way prettier color than pink. Objectively.
I love pink.
Wow. I love blue. Blue is my favorite color. So you do have a point there.
Yeah. I do think blue is overall more appealing, but I like pink a lot.
Yeah, I think I've grown to like pink as I've gotten older. As a kid, I was like very militantly against it as like a tomboy.
Well, yeah, I mean, the fact that it's thrust upon us in any way is fucking insane. But
yeah, no thrusting for me.
But a dusty rose, like a dusty pink.
Okay.
Yeah, I like a dusty rose.
Oh,
that's definitely
gorgeous.
That's the color of my bedspread is that color right now.
I don't know.
Nice.
I think part of it also is like the whole you know about like pink washing that they do for like breast cancer awareness and all that
mm-hmm.
stuff.
Oh,
how
yeah.
that's like a
that's
shame.
True.
I think it kind of reminds me of that, like when they have football players wear pink and they think they like did their part.
Right. Yeah. That
true.
Makes sense.
That's it would be funny if you were neon pink every day and people would be like, "Are you a survivor?" like every different like of something, yes.
It's just amazing that we as humanity were able to gender two colors. Like great good yeah. job everyone. We did.
It's annoying.
Fucking assholes.
Yeah.
Yeah. Exactly. So stupid.
Okay, let's see. Would you rather let a stranger lick your foot or you lick your best friend's foot?
Obviously.
Is there money involved?
Stranger. I don't think there's money involved. No.
Oh. Yeah, let a stranger lick my foot. Whatever. I mean, if that's what's good.
How come this is the only one that you were like, is there money involved?
Like, because it is a cottage industry. I mean.
Yeah, yeah. My grifter is. I mean, look, I've got a 3.9 in WikiFeet, so I know what I'm worth.
I've got to look mine up because it's been a while. Have
what
you looked at yours, Sarah?
No, what is that?
Okay,
let me see. Let me go in there and see if you're on it or not.
It's
Wait, what?
It's a web.
You don't know about Wikipedia?
You haven't heard of this? It's a website for. Oh, you're on here.
Send
it's
her
a
the
website
link.
Where people like rate your feet.
Yeah, and like every female comedian is on it.
You're only yeah. there's a, you're on here. There's one picture of you. It's like a headshot where you're laying down and your feet are right here. I'll paste it in here.
I'm so sorry.
Oh my god. What the fuck? And I only have 4 stars?
You only have 1 picture.
Yeah, we gotta get.
See, you have 5 beautiful.
Oh. You guys have blown my mind today.
I'm sorry.
Wow.
True.
Holy shit.
No, I believe me. I know. It's. I mean, look, people who liked Sarah Cooper's feet also like Sofia Vergara.
Wow.
Alicia Keys, Katy Perry, Rashida Jones.
You're in good company.
This is great company, Tatiana Ali. I mean.
Oh, all the light-skinned black girls. We get it.
Oh, my God. What? Oh, my God. This is so funny. Somebody posted, Justine, who does our social media, she mm-hmm. posted like a video of herself dancing to My Dance Party, and I reposted and someone put it on here. So Justine's on my wiki feet now.
Oh, sorry, Justine.
Sorry, Justine.
We've dragged you into ours.
Yeah, somebody has been going through stories because pictures of my feet from my stories are popping up on my wiki feet now. And here's the thing, I'm not curating my feet in my stories because my average is down and it's always frustrating. I hate that I have the lowest score of the three of us.
I'm so sorry, Brandy. I'm so sorry.
Wait, okay. Where is yours?
I'll send mine over in the chat.
This is not.
There's
why we need to make something like this for men. I don't know. This doesn't make me feel good.
Wait, I know. No, it's really
it's very stupid.
Let's see. Yeah, I have a lot of pictures on mine.
Yeah.
I'm also only a 4, Sarah. What are you, Brandy?
I think the last time I checked, I'm a 4.
I'm a 4.
But like I'm a little bit less than a 4. Like I'm like a 3.9. Like the last star is not full all the way.
No, but you have 9 people that said beautiful, 6 that said nice, 7 that said okay. I mean, that's a lot of people that really like your feet.
All I see are the 4 that say bad and the 2 that say ugly.
Yeah.
Oh, no. Brandy, I have 3 uglies.
Oh, okay.
Okay, I have 3 uglies too. And I want to
hunt down the people that said bad or ugly and be like, what is wrong with my feet?
Yeah, I know, right? Like
that'd
what?
Be a really funny, yeah. Bounty hunter show.
This is a really cute
tracking
picture.
Down the people who rated our feet on WikiFeet.
Also, if you're listening right now, because I think it's a listener, if you're listening and you're the one adding us to WikiFeet, show yourself.
Yeah.
Yeah.
Yeah,
yeah,
who
we're
are
curious.
You? This
who
is definitely
you?
Someone who listens to the show.
Yeah, this is. Yeah.
I've got to send Justine a screenshot of this. This is really funny. Oh,
this is actually a really cute picture of me at my bachelorette party, but I don't ever remember.
It is creepy because, like, we just don't. Obviously, you know that there's strangers looking at it, but like, it is a creepy reminder that it's like, oh right, I've put all of this on the internet.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, that's stuff that I'm like, oh, I wasn't even like thinking about that part of myself in that photo or whatever.
Right.
Too. And it's like, oh, that's what you see when you see this.
Right.
Yeah.
Well, I don't know. For me, it's a little bit of a confidence booster because I will say that like I've always said my feet are by far the ugliest part of my body. Like
Well, you're a marathon runner.
I'm a marathon runner. I'm a big barefoot person. Like I mm-hmm. just don't have attractive feet. So the fact that I have only 3 uglies is honestly comforting.
Only 3 uglies. That's the name of this episode. I think you have to bounce, right, Sarah?
I do, yeah.
Before you go,
been great.
One more time.
Oh, so much fun. Thank you for doing it.
Where can everyone find you on social media and where can they find your books?
Yeah, just go to sarahcpr.com. I'm Sarah CPR on Twitter, Sarah CPR on Instagram, and yeah, you can find everything there.
Awesome.
Okay, cool.
Yeah.
Thanks
awesome.
So much. Good to see you.
Great seeing you.
Take care. Yeah.
Good luck
bye.
With everything.
All right, bye, hon.
Stay
see
safe.
You later. Bye.
Bye.
Awesome, guys. All right. And we'll be right back.
Everybody, we're back in Lady to Lady. I'm Babs.
I'm Brandy.
I'm Tess.
And Sarah had to jump, but we're going to go ahead and do lady problems. Thank you, guys. We've had people sending them in lately, so that's awesome. If you want to send us one, send it to ladytoladycomedy@gmail.com, and we'll answer it.
Lady problems. Do you have them? Lady problems. Do you have them? People have them.
Also, if you're not in our Facebook group, it's a really, really fun group of listeners, and people sometimes post their stuff in there and talk about it amongst, you know, the listeners. So that's just Lady to Lady Podcast on Facebook if you search that.
Mm-hmm. Also, one more thing I just noticed. Last time we just podcasted, 3 out of 4 of us were wearing blue shirts, and this time all 3 of us are wearing green shirts.
Whoa. Weird.
Oh, shit. That's crazy.
That's kind of weird, not, right?
Our periods aren't in sync, but our...
No, our colors are.
Fashion choice are.
I mean, our periods might be, actually.
They could
be. Anyway.
Yeah, that's very possible. Yeah. You've got an IUD. I don't know what a period is anymore.
Oh, you're so lucky. Okay.
Oh, all yeah, over the place. I forgot about that.
God. RIP elective medical procedures. Okay.
Yeah.
Okay. Here we go. Hello, I'm a longtime listener and I love, love, love the show. My lady problem is a little lighthearted, but something that is a cause for friction. My boyfriend and I have been talking about engagement rings for the past 6 months to about a year. And we even went to a couple stores to look at types of rings and get my ring size. Well, I feel the weight is driving me crazy. He's mentioned that he once intended to ask, but the timing went bad. I believe this is when we went on vacation last year and I found out that my best friend had passed away. I'm so sorry.
No, I'm sorry.
And he also said due to the lockdown, the backdrop for the big question has been taken away. Help. How do I not go psycho while waiting for him to ask me this big question? I love him very much and look forward to taking this next step with him, but this anticipation is killing me. I almost want to go snoop around, but I don't think that would resolve the problem and it'll probably just make it worse. Any advice would be appreciated.
Oh my God. Oh. Well, Tess knows about this.
Yes, I went through this as well. It is absolute agony. And I liken it to being like on an episode of Candid Camera and like you never know... When the stunt is going to be, it's hell. Like, you're like, is this a romantic dinner or is this a romantic dinner? Like,
is every this the romantic dinner?
Yeah.
Is this the one?
Yeah. It's truly, and it is like this fine line of like, you want it to be a surprise and you kind of want that tension, but at a certain point, the tension jumps the shark.
Yeah, right.
I don't know.
Yeah, you had, well, I don't know if you want to talk about it. When you guys went on a trip and you thought Sean was going to propose.
Yeah. Yeah. I was like, all braced for impact. I got a fucking manicure. I was like, here we go. I remember looking at myself in the mirror and being like, last fucking minute as a single woman. And then.
And then you were just in Costa Rica.
I know. But on the way there, I was like, oh, he's so nervous. And then we got to the restaurant. And he was like, oh, man, I got really car sick in the van. And I was like, oh, is that?
Oh, my God. Have you talked to him about that trip? Like, now?
Good. Okay.
Yeah.
That's so funny. Was he like planning anything then? Or was that like not even on his thought at all?
Was he? Okay. So he proposed to you on Christmas or around Christmas?
Like two days before Christmas.
Okay. Did he tell you later, like, was that always his plan or do you know?
No, I don't think that was always his plan. I think he like kind of like around Thanksgiving time is when he started ring shopping.
Okay. Mm-hmm. Okay. So then it was just like feeling it, waiting for the right opportunity. Yeah,
exactly.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, yeah, I don't think snooping's going to help because it's like either way, if you find something or if you don't, it's not going to do much, you know?
No.
Yeah.
But I don't know. I feel like she should tell him that the lockdown thing is like, don't worry about it. Because like, I don't know. I think it's fine to get engaged at home unless you really, we got engaged at home. I don't know. Unless you really, if that's what you don't want. So, I feel like it's like sometimes like guys think that you want something unless you like tell them directly that you don't care. Mm-hmm. So like maybe he thinks that you need to be like out somewhere with like a 4-string quartet or something and you need to communicate to him that like you'd be more than happy to do something romantic at home.
Yeah, it's about the two of you. It's not about this like big massive moment thing or something. Yeah.
Yeah, I think that's good to communicate. I mean, obviously it's kind of awkward to like bring up, you know, but I guess Yeah, you've been talking about it. You went to a couple. I mean, you could maybe tease him and be like, so where's that ring or something? But I don't know.
I would suggest that. I mean, maybe not directly. So where's that? Okay, here's what I did. Mm-hmm. Like 2 days before we got engaged, Sean was like, what should we ask my mom for Christmas? Maybe like dishes, new dishes. And I was like, well, dishes are usually something you get when you're engaged.
You guys should see the maniacal look in Taz's eyes when she said that. It really was. It was a scheme. It was a scheme.
Yeah.
This all plan hatched.
Yeah. I think comments like that just to nudge them along the way are very helpful, I think.
Yeah,
I
for
mean,
sure.
They've already been ring shopping.
Mm-hmm.
So, I mean, it's obvious it's going to happen. But yeah, I think it's about, like you said, it's about how does she communicate to him that it's like, if this is how she feels, which I'm assuming it is that she's cool with it happening, you know, in whatever setting.
Yeah.
It's hard to communicate that without being like too on the nose.
Exactly. Yeah. Exactly. Well,
I could see like from his, if he's had like this, like, this is the way I want it to be. It sounds like he's had now two times where he's like, this is what I want it to be. Okay. Plan B is now this. Oh shit. Because of the pandemic. Now I don't, you know,
right,
he's like
right.
had these moments, these thoughts, like, you know, that's gotta be difficult for him too, to be like, oh, I like knew how I wanted to do it. I was like amped up for that thing. And then now it's not, I just want it to be perfect. And like, that delay is like him also showing how much he loves and cares about you too, because he wants the moment to be perfect. Like, it's not like he's putting it off for any.
Totally.
You know,
I mean, it's a very, like she said, it's a lighthearted, like it's a good problem to have. And
exactly. For sure. Yeah. It's really sweet.
Yeah. I mean, I just think like next time you're watching a movie, or maybe you could like intentionally put on a movie where someone gets engaged, I think find little ways to like wedge this into the conversation and drop like not so subtle hints. That's what I think.
Yeah, just start wearing white dresses in quarantine every day.
Do you think it's a better approach? I can't think of exact movie examples, but like, say, do you think it's a better approach to watch a movie with a huge engagement where she's like, oh God, that's like too much? Or do you somehow find one like a simple one and be like, oh, that's sweet. I'd love that.
Do we have any movie recommendations?
I'm going to look up best engagement scene movies.
I mean, I feel like they're probably, I guess I can only think of like, engagement like YouTube things where they go and, you know, they do crazy big
like
shit.
Promposals.
Yeah, exactly.
Yeah, let's see. My big fat Greek, I haven't seen most of these movies. I don't even know, is it still raining? What does that mean? What is that movie? Marriage Proposal, scenes that'll make you cry. Oh, like in like Love Actually, there's a couple.
What about While You Were Sleeping?
Oh, yeah, what, put that on.
He drops the ring instead of a subway token. He drops the ring.
Oh, yeah, that's cute. Oh, that's a perfect one. That's like a very subtle
simple,
one.
But
and you
thoughtful.
Can just be like, oh, my God, that's so sweet. I love how they just did it.
I mean, honey, just get a job for the Transportation Authority.
Perfect time to do that. And
oh man, I'm just looking up like a list of best proposals, and there's a clip of like the Sex and the City one with Big and Carrie,
God.
And he gives her a Manolo Blahnik instead of an
God,
engagement.
Kill
love
me.
It. Oh.
Oh man, it's so
if
funny.
If it
looking.
Was anyone else, I would love it, but I just
no. Big's such a dick.
Oh, it's love Big. Come on.
No, he's the worst.
Big sucks.
Rewatching it, it's just like it's hard, you know.
Yeah,
I'm
it's
rewatching
very of its
it,
time.
And I still love Big, and I still love that show. I mean, so I'm Team Aiden for sure, but
yeah,
her
yeah.
And Big
well, like Christopher
special.
Noth is like he's so dweeby looking. When you watch it now, you're like, this was like the heartthrob hot guy that they found. Really? Chris Noth?
I think he's still hot in it. I just how he treats her makes me upset.
Well, yeah, of course. He's like, you know, total fuck man about the whole thing.
Fuck
yeah.
Man.
But Carrie's kind of a fuck man too.
Oh, she is. I mean,
here's why she fucked over Aiden. She was a fuck man to Aiden.
Yeah.
Yeah. I mean, most people in that show are not good people, so it's like,
oh,
it's
come
hard.
On.
I can't stand Carrie Bradshaw. Oh.
Blasphemy.
It's fine. This is why the podcast works. We all agree and disagree on different things. I'm excited to hear your engagement story, though. A lady writing in.
A lady. Yeah. Hi. I mean, obviously, it's it's gonna happen, but that anticipation's just got to be wild. I can't imagine.
I think you just got to tell them it's fine to do it at home. Somehow communicate
for sure. Well, and also I will say, like, you know, I don't know what like that anticipation feels like, and it does seem like it's agony, but also like it's got to be nice to have something to look forward to like that in quarantine, right?
Yeah,
like
that's
you know, it's like a fun thing. Really, ooh, okay. My first thought every morning isn't about the ennui of the world. It's like, ooh, is today the day? And enjoy this time, because like once that does happen, then you know, then you're in a different phase of your life too.
Right, right.
Yeah. No.
Let us know what happens. I'm excited to hear.
Yeah, super excited for you. That's gonna be awesome.
Super cool. Yeah, that's our episode, y'all. Thanks for being here and hanging out with us in this wild time. And if you want to hear, we're going to do a top secret session. So if you are a Patreon member, you can hear that on your Patreon feed. If you're curious at all about Patreon, we do bonus episodes once a month. We do these top secret sessions each week and other fun stuff. So you can go to patreon.com/ladytolady to find out about all that stuff.
Yeah, absolutely. And we'll see you guys over there, and we'll talk to you next week. Have a good one. Bye-bye.
Bye.
Bye.
Can't get enough of us? Subscribe to our Patreon for exclusive bonus content, access to our first 100 episodes, and more. Go to patreon.com/ladytolady now to sign up. As little as a dollar a month keeps a roof over the glam cave and keeps you laughing, even when your coworkers stare. That's patreon.com/ladytolady.
And don't forget to follow us on social media. We're on Twitter and Instagram at Lady to Lady Comedy. Join our Facebook group, Lady to Lady Podcasts, to chat with other fans about episodes or even post your own lady problems. Check out our website, ladytoladycomedy.com, for show notes, videos, and merch.
And duh, follow our individual accounts, Babs Gray, Brandazzle, and Testify Barker, for jokes and info and where you can see us perform live. And if you want to send us snacks, stickers, or a lock of your own hair, I don't know, whatever, our P.O. Box is 412-794 Los Angeles, California, 90041. And please, leave us a review in iTunes, but only if you like us.
We love you.
We love you.
Bye.
Bye.
Bye. Bye. Bye.